When America's founding fathers signed their names on the Declaration of Independence, they envisioned a fully united nation where people governed themselves, free of oppression and dictatorship. They used to speak of the pursuit of happiness, life, and liberty. As we consider the current state of America, we have to ask ourselves, is this the country they would have envisioned? On one hand, our forefathers' philosophies and principles are very much visible in our modern life. Our first ever president, George Washington, spoke of unity and forewarned us about the divided nature of political parties. While political divisions are apparent, our system of checks and balances ensures that one person or a group of people cannot monopolize power. The fact that we as Americans can vote, petition, and protest is proof of our democratic structure. According to the Pew Research Center, almost 90% of Americans consider voting as a part of being a good citizen. However, as much as modern America goes along with the Founding Fathers' ideas, it also diverges in ways that our forefathers might see as unrecognizable. For example, while our forefathers set the foundation for the freedom, they did so in a time where slavery was not yet abolished and women had no rights. So our Founding Fathers' idea of freedom were fundamentally different from our current idea of freedom here in America. This poses another question. Would presidents like Washington or Jefferson have foreseen an America of different ethnicities and genders which could vote, work, and hold office? In fact, a leading figure in the civil rights movement, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, argued that the promise of equality needed a rework to reflect the American ideal. Furthermore, our founders envisioned a nation grounded in freedom of expression, allowing for a diverse nation of people all allowed to voice their own opinions. With the rise of social media, this freedom has exploded beyond what our founding fathers could have ever imagined. As of today, the reach of one's voice is as close to limitless, capable of sparking movements such as the Black Lives Matter protest or the March for Our Lives protest, each led by Americans using social media to push for their beliefs. This shift towards digital activism shows that while Americans still believe in voicing their own opinions, they do so at a radically different scale than what activists during our forefathers' time could have ever achieved. Another thing that raises questions is the USA's stance in the world. The Founding Fathers were wary of entangling alliances with foreign conflicts. As Thomas Jefferson advised, the United States should have peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Today, however, America plays a pivotal role on the world stage, often involving ourselves in global conflicts to withhold our ideals. Would the founders have recognized their humble, fledging republic in the powerful nation we see today? Finally, there's a matter of what the forefathers may have not envisioned. An ever-changing America wrestling with technological and environmental-based challenges. When Benjamin Franklin was experimenting with electricity, he hardly could have predicted the digital revolution we are living in today. With climate change posing a serious risk, my generation faces decisions the Founding Fathers, which were predominantly landowners, could have never imagined. Ultimately, America is a mix of our forefathers' visions and the ambitions of each and every generation since their time. While our country isn't exactly as our forefathers could have imagined, many of their core beliefs and ideals still remain. The story of America is one of constant evolution, where each era redefines freedom, equality, and unity. Like the famous historian Joseph Ellis once said, the founders' greatest legacy is that they bequeathed a framework within which every generation could engage in an outgoing conversation about the meaning of the American dream. In conclusion, America remains both faithful and distant from the vision of our forefathers. Their work was the foundation of today's citizens and serves to continue building towards a more inclusive, equitable, and just a society.